This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address Ghana's parliament this afternoon and hold an interaction with the Indian community in Accra. On the second and last day of his tour to Ghana, Mr. Modi will also visit the Nkrumah Memorial in Accra, which is the spot where Kwame Nkrumah made the declaration of Ghana's independence. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi and Ghana President John Dramani Mahama held delegation-level talks, and the two nations agreed to elevate their ties to a comprehensive partnership. Four MOUs in the fields of culture, standards, Ayurveda and traditional medicine and a joint commission mechanism were signed between the two countries. Both leaders welcomed growing bilateral trade and Indian investments in Ghana and also spoke of defense and security cooperation.
आतंकवाद के खिलाफ हमारी लड़ाई में सहयोग के लिए हम गाना का आभार प्रकट कर रहे हैं। इस संदर्भ में हमने काउंटर टेररिज्म में आपसी सहयोग को और मजबूत करने का निर्णय किया है। पश्चिम एशिया और यूरोप में चल रहे कॉन्फ्रेंस को लेकर हम दोनों ने गहरी चिंता व्यक्त की है। हमारा मानना है कि युद्ध का युग नहीं है, डायलॉग और डिप्लोमेसी से ही समस्या का समाधान होना चाहिए।
Later, Prime Minister Modi received the National Honour of Ghana, Officer of the Order of the Star of Ghana, from John Mahama in recognition of his distinguished statesmanship and influential global leadership. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Trinidad and Tobago tonight on the second leg of his five-nation visit. He will hold talks with the President of Trinidad and Tobago, Christine Carla Kangaloo, and Prime Minister Kamala Prasad Bisesar and discuss further strengthening of bilateral relations. In an exclusive interview with Akashvani, High Commissioner of India to Trinidad and Tobago, Dr. Pradeep Rajpurohit touched on various aspects of Prime Minister Modi's visit to the country.
The preservation of the cultural and ties and the festivals and way of life of our country in this part of the world so far away, and that is indeed incredible. On this occasion, and being so much Indian culture rooted in this landscape of the country, visit of Honorable Prime Minister of India to Trinidad and Tobago is a momentous occasion in their history.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar questioned Western nations for not supporting India's position on terrorism and stressed the need for a more unified global response. Replying to queries during a media briefing in Washington, Dr. Jaishankar said it is a fact that often countries do not take a position when some other countries are victims of terrorism, which they would do when they themselves are. He said in that respect, India has been much more consistent and principled. The minister said when terror attacks happen elsewhere outside India, New Delhi has largely followed the same position that it has taken when they have happened in India. The government has again banned social media accounts of several Pakistani actors and cricketers in the country. Sources said the accounts were briefly accessible due to technical reasons. In May this year, the government had blocked several Pakistani YouTube channels and social media accounts for spreading anti-India propaganda and provocative content. It was also directed to all OTT platforms, media streaming services and digital intermediaries to discontinue web series, films, songs, podcasts and other media content originating from Pakistan. After an overnight halt, the search operation resumed this morning to neutralize the terrorists in a dense forested area in Kishtwar district of Jammu and Kashmir. An encounter broke out between terrorists and security forces in the area last evening when police, the army and CRPF launched a search operation following specific information about the presence of terrorists. The benchmark domestic equity indices, Sensex and Nifty, were trading with modest gains in afternoon trade today, tracking firm cues from Asian markets and optimism around a possible India-US trade deal. The 30-share BSE Sensex rose 199 points to 83,609, and the NSE Nifty 50 added 56 points to 25,510 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.